Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm your host, Stephen Kay. It is my honor and blessing to share this time with you as we do every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central right here on StephenKayLive.com. This is the first time you're listening to this show. Save this site. We're here every day giving you advice on how to improve both your personal and professional life. And if you have a question, if there's a challenge that you're facing, regardless of what it is, regardless of what topic we're talking about, my show advisors and I are here to help. We'll interrupt scheduled programming to take the time to help you. 713-783-8365. That's 713-STEVENK. I am here with Dr. Dan Cuney, our show advisor and customized clinical nutritionist. Dr. Dan gives us health advice on how to be well naturally so that we can avoid not only those expensive medical circumstances, but just the fact that they are unnatural, which means that they keep us in a state of unhealth. And that's what Dr. Dan helps us do, is allow our body to heal itself naturally by using his seven pillars of health. On today's show, Dr. Dan is talking about inflammation. And he wrote a great article for our newsletter that you can find at StephenKayLive.com called Inflammation Friend or Foe, because inflammation is your body's natural way of repairing damage, but it does feel uncomfortable, doesn't it? It does feel like, man, this shouldn't be happening. I need something to fix this. I need something to cover up this. Well, really, you may not be helping the problem by alleviating the symptom. So Dr. Dan is here to help us understand, is inflammation our friend or our enemy? And Dr. Dan, as always, it's a pleasure to have you here on Life, Business, and Money.
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah, it's great to be here. And this concept is a very big concept. It's very confusing to us, because if we injure ourselves, if we twist our ankle, inflammation happens and everybody's like, oh, my ankle's getting inflamed. But we have to understand that that is the natural process of our body. That is what our body is doing to help heal the situation.
And our initial reaction to that is, well, let's take a pain reliever, cover it up.
Yes. And even some people will not only take that, they'll take anti-inflammatories. And that's probably what you were thinking, is like Advil, you know, anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. But the question is that inflammation a natural process that God put there for a reason? And the answer is yes. That process is something our body does. It helps bring down chemicals that area and helps heal that injured area. It's a wonderful thing. It is basically the first piece of how our immune system works. However, if we continue to have that problem in a chronic state, in a chronic inflammation, we're talking about another problem. And that's what most people are confusing, is the difference between acute, which means right away, injured area, got to do something about it, and chronic, which means it's just continually in process and we can't seem to make a change.
So how do you determine if it's something that I just need to let be, let my body heal itself, or if it's a chronic? At what point do you say, all right, I've got to do something else?
Well, I would, you know, it's good to, talk to someone like myself, but the short answer is, if you've injured yourself, okay, then, you know, you expect there to be some inflammation. Let the process move through. My best friend had injured knees, and his knees were injured for a long time, and he always iced them. Now, that this is going to flow in the face of a lot of different people out there, but he always iced them after whenever he injured his knees when he's playing volleyball and all this stuff. And one time he said, you know what? I'm going to just let it swell and see what happens. And he went through the whole process of letting it swell and going through that process. And his knees actually got stronger and healthier when they let the whole inflammatory process process through.
Now, what you just said there is what I learned in playing sports my whole life. Ice it down for a couple of days, then maybe heat it back up, kind of thing. You know, ice heat. That's the old method of home healing. That's not even going to a doctor and getting medication or anything like that. And of course it makes it more comfortable and you do quote unquote heal. Now I'm actually questioning what I'm saying. I mean, isn't that painful to go through?
It is. And so
if you just let it go?
It is. And that is the challenge. So the question comes up, do you want to go there? And well, no, you don't want to go there, but if you're getting something that's just continually happening, like you're having a knee injury that happens over and over again, it might be something to consider. I mean, it was an uncomfortable scenario for him for about 48 hours, like he didn't sleep. And what he noticed was very interesting, is that all night long he was just moving his legs, moving his body, and trying to do something about that. And because the body was saying, nope, I don't want to stay stuck. I don't want to stay in that one position. I want to keep moving, keep moving. And lo and behold, his knees got stronger and healthier. Now, you know, I guess I should mention we also went in with chiropractic care, because the concept is if there was a bony misalignment, that we would gently, with instruments, move those bones back into place and allow the life force of the body, the God inside you, to do the healing. But that process, you know, he got to another level of healing that he just never had before. So we started to learn that, yes, you know, in most chronic scenarios, you hurt your back, you want to start putting some ice on, you know, 10 minutes on thing. But if we're having this thing and we're looking at a different position, maybe we don't want to consider that.
And so in doing this and going through the process, living with the pain, it was only 2 days, which to me isn't bad. I would have expected it to have been a lot longer, having injuries like that myself in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saying that it sort of rebuilt itself and made it better because he allowed the body to do what it naturally does.
Yeah, the body is really smart. I have a basic principle I live by, Stephen, and it's God is smart, okay, and he's going to be smarter than we ever are. And
true.
So when God made the body, you know, he made it with these self-healing capabilities, and we understand a lot of them, but some of them we don't. So sometimes we just have to let the body go through the process. Now, it's good to consult with someone like myself so that you have someone along the way. Maybe there are some nutritional products we can do to help the scenario, to give some more tissue rebuilding stuff. So we use something like Ligaplex, which goes right into those joints. And so this supplement feeds the ligaments and feeds the tendons and allows the body to have the fuel to heal. So these things are very important. Most people know about like chondroitin and glucosamine and all that kind of stuff, and that's good, but this is just a whole nother level.
And maybe like your one friend or patient who said who came to you and had to do a little bit of chiropractic care, and I know you have a very specific type of chiropractic care, which is soft. It's not the adjustments, cracking backs, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that may help too. So the important thing is, yes, letting your body heal naturally is good. Always consulting a professional is still just as important.
Absolutely.
And so what is it about the old school method, the ice heat or whatever most people do when they have an injury like this with inflammation, that stops the body from healing itself?
Well, you know, you're just tricking the body. You know, put it this way. If you leave ice on your body for an hour, your body starts to think that it's in inflammation in frostbite. So that says, well, we have to send more blood to that area. So you can actually create certain reactions because the body says, well, wait, if I'm in frostbite, I have to do a certain thing. If I'm way inflamed, I have to do a certain thing. So that's why it's when you do that, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to change the blood flow. So they're trying to increase the blood flow, decrease the blood flow, increase it when they go back and forth. And I would not recommend that in an acute reaction. That's more of something that's there for a little bit. But the first couple of days, you really just want to be, if you're going to do anything, you do ice on 10 minutes, off 10 minutes, back and forth like that.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about inflammation. What I want to know is in that circumstance when you're why do you want to either create a certain reaction from your body or not, and what reaction is ultimately best? We are talking with Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist, right here on the Life, Business, and Money radio show. If you have a question, if you have a comment, and you're listening to us live, you can call in right now, have it answered on the air at 713-783-8365. That's 713-STEVENK. If you're listening to our archive, still call. We'll put you in touch with Dr. Dan. There's more to come on Life, Business, and Money. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money radio show. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. It is my honor and privilege to share this time with you. We are here every Monday through Friday at StephenKLive.com live, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. If you're listening to us on our website through our stream, which is powered by Blog Talk Radio, we definitely would love to hear from you. Your questions and comments are always welcome. This is the show that's here to help you continue to achieve success in your life, at your business, and with your money. The phone number is 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. You can shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com, and we'll be glad to help you either way. If you're listening to our archives or podcasts, that number goes to my office after the show. The email always comes to me. I'll be glad to help you or refer you to a resource that can help you best. I am here with Dr. Dan Cuney, our clinical nutritionist. You can find out more information about Dr. Dan online at drdanwellness.com. He has a great website. A lot of the stuff that he does with the show, he posts an article to our newsletter every week, which you can find on our website. You can also find it on his, and so much more, because he has some of his favorite books at drdanwellness.com. He has expanded articles on the different subjects on health and wellness that he discusses, and nutrition, at drdanwellness.com. So check it out online, and if you ever have a question for him, call him directly. Set up an appointment. Sit down with him. He'll consult with you at 713-295-9358. I know I'm a talk show host. We talk fast, too fast to write stuff down, so I'll say that again a little slower. 713-295-9358, or simply remember drdanwellness.com. He'll be glad to help you out healthier, more naturally, for the rest of your life. And that's what Dr. Dan does. So today we are discussing inflammation. Is it your friend? Is it your foe? I can't tell anymore. I'm a little confused, but that's why Dr. Dan's here to straighten me out. Dr. Dan, we were in the middle of discussing inflammation versus chronic inflammation and how we normally treat inflammation like a sports injury that we got that day after playing basketball or hockey or whatever. And you say, let it heal naturally. But there comes to a point where you say, all right, this ain't going away. I need to do something different. Again, how do you determine that point? And more importantly, what's the path that we need to go down that is the best way to resolve the health issue?
Stephen, when we're looking at inflammation, we're trying to figure out when is that point we talk about chronic, right? We want the body to go through a natural process. My guideline is, if we're still seeing inflammation after a week, we're starting to wonder, is there something that we need to do differently? But if we're still seeing inflammation after several weeks, then we're definitely moving into a chronic state. But there's a whole nother concept of chronic inflammation. If you're touching your body in different places and different muscles all over your body and you're feeling inflamed, some people even have it as very intensely, and they call it fibromyalgia, which is a big fancy name to say pain all over the body, inflammation all over the body. Mm-hmm. Then we're starting to wonder what's going on. There's also the piece, and I don't want to miss this, is inflammation is the first step or the beginning of the immune system's reaction. So inflammation and the immune system are very synonymous. They mean a lot about each other. So if the immune system is overreacting or reacting too much or continually reacting to something that's a problem, then that can put you in a state of chronic inflammation. And I want to get this clear. That's it can get to a state where the body is unable to heal itself. It's called cumulative repair deficit, or the body's inability to repair itself. So it wants the repair, but it just keeps getting in this cycle, this circle of inflammation. It keeps going through the process, but never really gets there. And so that's where we have a problem. It gets a little more complicated because these cell hormones, they're called cytokines. What they do is they drive up our adrenals, okay? And, of course, you know adrenals, adrenaline, energy. This is our form of stamina. And if we keep using that.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Come on, think about it. You know, you're running away from a lion, right? What do you think about? Oh, adrenaline, right?
That's true.
Okay, so adrenals is the major source of energy and stamina. But if we're fatiguing them all the time, if we're thinking that we're running away from a lion all the time with our stress in our life, and then we add in different things that are causing this chronic state of inflammation, our adrenals get so fatigued and so tired that you can't get out of bed in the morning, okay? You may hit snooze 15 times before you wake up. You know that. I'm sure that
I know that one.
Yeah. So that's happened to us all at some stage in our life, probably. And what we need to do is, you know, check in with that. So we need to get the adrenals back online, which we talked about in our first show, if you want to go back and listen to that one. But then we also need to talk about what other things are stressing the adrenals, and this is this chronic state of inflammation. And by the way, that can lead to something called cortisol, which you actually have heard of. You don't know you have, but wait for a second. Is you remember when you get that spare tire around your hips?
Yeah, I've heard of cortisol.
And they're talking about, okay, cortisol is causing that, right? And so they come out with a drug to try to change that. Well, guess what? If we just get the chronic state of inflammation back on track, you don't have to take a drug to try to lose that weight. You just have to figure out what the problem is.
Now, that's what I love about you, how all these things tie together. And we start to find that one problem is actually either a cause or related to another problem. And taking care of these things even one at a time, how the chain reaction of optimal health begins to occur in our body and how we can, again, heal ourselves naturally and be healthier as God intended us to be.
Yes, Stephen. It's so amazing how everything affects everything and how God has just really made such things so interconnected. And that's where it becomes complicated. That's why you want a coach. That's why you want somebody to take their, you know, spends their days studying this stuff and working with people and has the clinical experience, because it is complicated. You can read a book and you can get a basic idea. There's plenty of great books, like I mentioned on my website, about nutrition. You can go under About Dr. Gann and look at the books that, you know, that I recommended on nutrition there, and you will learn a lot. But, you know, working with someone that has the clinical experience is where it all comes together.
Okay. Now, these chronic scenarios you experience, and again, I agree with you, we've really got to consult with somebody who knows what they're talking about. On this show, I recommend Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition. He is our natural health and wellness expert. And if you want to talk with him, if you want to learn more about him, go to his website directly, drdanwellness.com. But you say in your article that one of the biggest things that we can do to reduce total body inflammation, especially if it's these chronic conditions that you're talking about, is try to identify and eliminate some allergens and intolerances that our body is having based on maybe what we're putting into it in the foods that we eat.
Yes, Stephen, it is something that's very amazing to watch. Most of us have a chronic food allergen or a core food allergen. Food allergen means that you may be allergic to or having some sensitivity to several things, but there's probably one that's just like the heavy hitter. And as it says in the article, on my website, you can go to there and you can look under food allergy elimination test. The main food allergens are wheat, corn, milk, and soy. Okay, those are the top four. So most people have one of those four. If not secondarily, then we're looking at things like beef, chocolate, eggs, and tomatoes. And when we see those types of things, if you have a sensitivity to one of those things, what will happen is every time you eat it, your body responds in an inflammatory response, an immune response. And so you're continually going after this situation as if it's a virus, as if it's a bacteria. Your body's getting that heightened state. You know what you feel like when you have the flu?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you feel like your body's just so much at work, you don't have enough energy for the rest of your day. Well, if you feel like that, is a good chance that you have a core food allergen that you have not eliminated. Your body's in a chronic state of inflammation, and if we figure out what this is, you will feel dramatically better.
And, you know, the one that surprised me the most when I first heard about it was wheat, because my mom is allergic to wheat,
mm-hmm.
and lived with that, not knowing, for years. And I know we've come a long way in medical technology and in health and wellness education and knowledge. But for years, I mean, years ago, we wouldn't have never even thought of that or discovered it. It took us time to figure out, hey, this is what's happening over the last few decades. But now we know, and then it was a period of time where, okay, we know about this, but what do we do? Because wheat's in everything we eat. Now your choices are a lot better. You can find foods that are wheat-free, et cetera. But, I mean, she lived most of her life before she even discovered it, and then a little bit before she could even really do anything about it on a regular basis. And that just shocks me that that we could go that far without realizing that it's something as simple as what's in our food.
Yes, Stephen. There were, for a long time, there was not much in the medical profession even considered and thought about that. And as of late, there's been so much information around it that even the medical doctors are now testing routinely for celiac disease. Now, of course, there is that's a very, very severe wheat allergy, okay? But you can have an intolerance, something that's not quite as intense as that, but still is affecting you. So that's why I feel like the food allergy elimination test is some way that you can personally experience what the difference is when you have it or when you don't. But yes, it is amazing. But we've been talking about this in the natural wellness, you know, for, you know, it's just taken a long time to permeate into, you know, the more medical model. But one of the things I wanted to mention is what to look for. If you're having skin eczema, okay, which means, you know, kind of dryness of the skin, flakiness of skin, itching of the skin, if you're having respiratory conditions, anything from asthma or allergies or anything like that, if you're then you're probably having a sensitivity to milk.
Well, and I know you have a whole list of things to watch for that you can easily identify food intolerances and or allergies that you're experiencing. So let's get to that in the next segment. If you want to know what this list is, stay tuned right here at Life, Business, and Money on StephenKLive.com. When we come back, Dr. Dan is going to give us a list of symptoms, very simple symptoms to look for. And then, more importantly, what you can do to actually test yourself and then remove the suspected food allergen from your diet so that you can start better health. 713-783-8365 is the number to call if you have a question. If you have if you feel like this on a daily basis, as Dr. Dan explained, then you definitely want to call and talk to him right here on the show. 713-783-8365. Shoot an email to me at StephenKLive.com. We'll have more on Life, Business, and Money right after this. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm your host, Stephen Kay. As always, it is truly a blessing to share this time with you, to be able to be here and get good advice out to you on how to improve your success in your life and with your money. And we discuss all those things on the show on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time, live at StephenKLive.com. If you're listening to our archives or podcasts, that's the beauty of internet radio. That's why we put it on the web. That's why we have it in iTunes. That's why we have it archived at Blog Talk Radio. All of those tools allow you to find the show to a way that's most convenient for you. And then, of course, if you have a question, if you have a comment, you can call the number to the show, 713-783-8365. That number spells my name, 713-S-T-E-V-E-N-K. And if you do call while listening to a podcast, that number will go to my office, and I'll still be glad to help you. Email is available on the website 24/7 at StephenKLive.com, and, of course, all of my show advisors are listed up there. You can find their information and contact them directly, like Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical. You can find him online at DrDanWellness.com, and you can find him right here, right now, teaching you how to be healthier in a more natural way. And I'd say a healthier way, be healthier in a healthier way. That's a double something or other.
Good job, Steve.
Yeah, that's professional radio at its best, let me tell you. All right, so we were talking about chronic inflammation, and we got to the point where we said a lot of times this can be caused by something as simple as what you eat. And that means that you might have a food allergy or at least an intolerance where every time you eat this food, it causes this problem. And you know, I eat a lot of different foods. I would never relate it to something like that. Maybe on a day when I do feel tired, it's simply because I ate the wrong thing that day. And I consider myself healthy and have a lot of energy. But how do we identify these things that are fairly commonplace for us? How do we start the process of saying, I want to track this problem down. I know I can feel better. What am I looking for?
Well, to do it, you have to eliminate it. And I know that sounds weird, but when you go to a golf course and you take a look around, and if you see a gum wrapper, it shows up pretty quickly, right? But if you go mm-hmm. to a park where there's a lot of junk around in the park and there's an extra gum wrapper, you may not notice it. So what we need to do is create that golf course situation. We need to remove the food allergen for 2 weeks completely. And I mean 100%. This test will be invalid if you have just a morsel of it. But if you have, for example, wheat, take out all wheat, okay, and which means gluten, by the way. Gluten is the protein in wheat. So you remove all gluten for 2 weeks completely from your diet, and then come back and have a wheat day. Have lots of pasta, have crackers, have a whole bunch of wheat, and then watch the reaction for 4 days. Look for something that's called what we call a histemic reaction or histamine. You may have heard of antihistamine. So it's a histamine reaction, which is an immediate immune system reaction. And then we want to see certain symptoms, which I'll tell you about in a second. And then we look for a delayed response, which is a bigger immune system reaction, which happens 2 to 7 days later. But we want to really pay attention for 4 days. The biggest mistake people do here is they only look in that first moment and they say, well, I'm fine today. And then tomorrow they wake up and they're groggy and they're tired and they don't know what happened and they just can't figure it out. The first time I ever did this was with dairy. I was in chiropractic college and got taught this concept. I removed dairy. I actually removed it for 30 days. I went to this nice, conference with this function. They came out with this really beautiful dessert and I said, okay, it's been 30 days. Let me have it. So I had this ice cream, big dessert, all this stuff there was. And the next day I woke up like I had the biggest hangover of my life. I didn't drink a drop of alcohol. I was like, what do I do? I couldn't get out of bed. I'm like, oh, I'm achy. I'm tired. I don't want to move. And I realized what I did is I put that dairy back in. And for the first time in my life, I understood what dairy was doing to me on a daily basis. Now, you may not be allergic to dairy, but figuring out whether you are is very powerful.
And you're saying it's very simple. It's something that we can do ourselves. I know there's places that you can go to do allergy tests, which include food allergy testing. And, it's very expensive. They'll charge you a few $100 to do something like that. And I don't even know if it's covered by a lot of health insurance or not. But the bottom line is you're saying we can do this at home on our own and I guess sort of on our own schedule to where it doesn't cost us anything and it's fairly easy to identify.
Yes, Stephen. And it is great to have the personal experience. It's one thing to have a piece of paper in front of you that, we wrote down that you're allergic to dairy. It's a whole nother to take it out and say, oh, that's what it's doing to me. So that's why I really like the food allergy elimination test. Now, there are some people that are really advanced, got a lot of problems going on that I do run those advanced tests. But I've also learned that there are a lot of tests that are a waste of your time, a waste of your money. So, and I'm sorry to the docs out there that may disagree with this, but a lot of docs run an IgG test, and we get a lot of false positives with that test. And who wants to get a list of 30 things that they're allergic to? And the reality of it is that really there's only 3 or 4 of them that they really have to avoid. So I coach people more towards the ELISA ACT test, and you can learn more about that. It's noted on my website. But the ELISA ACT test is a very advanced test, which we probably don't have time to get into today, but it is an extremely advanced live blood cell analysis to see what's going on there.
I'm just thinking to myself, if I was ever told I was allergic to wheat, well, then because that would mean I'd have to give up pasta. And I'm half Italian. I love pasta. But I said earlier, my mom, who is the full-blooded Italian where I get that half from, she had to actually live through that, and I personally can't imagine that, but it has made her life and her health so much better, and now she's able to find gluten-free mm-hmm. gluten-free foods, and that includes pasta, so she can have the food that she likes and still be as healthy as she wants and needs to be.
Yes, Stephen. See, the reality of it is your personal experience of life gets better. It's not a big deal to give something up. When you think about it and you're saying, oh, I gotta give something up, I'll never do that. But what is the quality of your life like with or without this? That's why I like the elimination test, because you can feel it. And if you can feel the difference, you know what your experience is, then you can say, great, all right, but, let's move forward. And I do want to mention real quick, it's on the article, it's there, but real quickly I want to mention the histemic response. You're going to look for things like red burning eyes, headaches, mood changes, rashes, nausea, difficulty concentrating, restlessness, difficulty sleeping. All of that can happen the first day you put this back in. Again, you're eliminating for 2 weeks, you're putting it back in, and you're watching. And that can be in the first few days, but you could see, like, typically you'll notice, I just sniffled. I haven't been sniffling all day. Why am I sniffling? Not like, oh, I mean, if it's really bad, you may start pouring.
Go through that a little bit slower. You're saying you eliminate one food that you may suspect, or you're just sort of taking one food at a time. You do it for 2 weeks, and it's when you put that food back in that you're looking for this list.
Exactly. You want to pay attention when you put it back in. It's sort of like cleaning up the situation a little bit, and then throw in some gasoline in the fire again. And when you throw the gasoline in the fire, what happens is the immune system reacts and says, oh, wait a second, something's happened here, and you can feel it, and that's this way. And so, you know, we look for that, and as those symptoms that I mentioned, but then continually immune responses happen after that. So when delayed immune response, okay, we're looking for like colds and flu to start to show up, tiredness and sleepiness, more fever, more eczema, skin itching, okay, fever, achy body, sort of like you're like, wait, why am I getting sick? You know, what's going on? I don't, you know that feeling.
And so that's the delayed responses that you want to look for. And if both of those things happen, that's when you're saying remove that food or that food type from your diet completely, and you will experience better health, at least with that reaction, from that point forward.
Not only with that reaction, that is just the big piece, the first piece of the puzzle, but you will notice better and better health each day that you're eliminating this. So you keep it out, and as your mom experienced, she just starts feeling healthier, and she feels healthier. And if she goes backwards, she'll notice it, and she'll say, what's going on? Oh, okay, this is symptoms coming up. And, you know, I wanted to mention one other thing. I want to mention, it's not in the article, but it is on my website, which is the common severe allergy symptoms that we see so commonly in our practice. We mentioned that before, going to a break before, is milk, corn, and wheat. Okay. And wheat, we mentioned milk is very often skin eczema and respiratory conditions. Wheat is often bowel irregularity. So if you're having colitis, bowel irregularity, high blood pressure, then that's wheat. Corn is neurological symptoms, things like tremors, tics, shakes, seizures. We have amazing things that can happen when we pull these things out.
All right. You heard it right here on Life, Business, and Money from our friend and show advisor, Dr. Dan Cuney. If you'd like more help from Dr. Dan on identifying these food intolerances, allergies, or any other thing that ails you, just call Dr. Dan directly. You can reach him at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. Or go to his website, drdanwellness.com. There you'll see an article on today's subject, inflammation. You'll see his 7 pillars of health. It's all available to you online at drdanwellness.com. Dr. Dan, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
And we'll be right back on Life, Business, and Money.